the Rashi says these are gigas katanas, small barrels. If the goyim brought the grapes to the vat to press to make wine, they bought them in baskets or in small barrels. Safa pi shayayim zalaf aleihem. Even though the grapes started to be crushed and there's juice dripping off there, still mutter. Says clearly it's mutter. You're allowed to use it. It's not called wine yet. These grapes, the purpose is to bring it to the vat. On the way, they have no das to crush them. They're not nicha with that juice. That juice is not called yain yet. So there's no issa yain nesach yet. You're allowed to use the grapes.
You can make a reference.
Well, that we had the Gemara before. That's only when the wine separates from the grapes. That's the separate. Not when it's on there. Omalei said back to him, Hovi kamrit, if they already brought the grapes ready, telling me, Ano lechatchilo kaminim. I'm only telling lechatchilo. Lechatchilo, I tell you, it's not a good idea to hire a guy to bring the grapes to the vat. I'm only saying lechatchilo, you should not do it. Lechatchilo, don't start off with a guy in here. We're afraid you're making wine here. Maybe they'll come to touch the wine. But Enechanami, if it was brought already, then he holds his mutter. So Chur will be mashed with the Gemara that lechatchilo, you should not have a guy bring a truckload of grapes. But, yeah. Top of the Gemara again, yeah. You're holding up Nun Tesima Beis, you're on top. The last Shiloh was, he asked the Shiloh of the Goy, could he bring the load full of grapes and deposit them into the vat? So, Uvadurin, Safa Pisha says clearly what the last Lacha was. Yab Yemel Arvakarna, other Chavim Shevi, Anovim Lagas, the Salin, Uvadurin, Safa Pisha Yayim Zalfalayim. Even though the wine or the juice is dripping out of the grapes, still mutter. It says that if a guy brings the load of grapes, even though the grapes are dripping from juice already, still the guy is allowed to bring these grapes and deposit them into the gas, into the vat. So you see here it's mutter. And before he said it was asa. Or Malaysia, he answered back, Hovi kamrit, if they already brought it, Ano lechatchila kamina. I'm only saying lechatchila, you should not have the goyim come and bring the grapes and throw it into the vat. So he asked the question, how come as manazelachur we have truckloads, was probably kedim, when they get their grapes, they have truckload of grapes coming, was probably the truck driver, the goy, and he deposits the grapes. So there's two things. First, what's brought down here, the problem here is that these grapes, these barrel of grapes that he's bringing, has juice on them. They're crushed already, at least somewhat, and they have juice. And now they're throwing this juice into the vat that already has the grapes and has some juice there also. So therefore it's Xera, like he's Isaac in Yai Nesach, because he's moving juice. That's why it's also. Mashenkim is the man of them, is probably the truckload of grapes. You don't have that much juice dripping down from the grapes. And also Mastam, when the guy takes it, I don't know if they throw it directly, they deposit it directly into the vat. That's probably they first put down the grapes on the outside, and then there's somebody inside that takes the grapes, moves it into the vat. I don't think they deposit it, throw it directly into the vat. But if you'd have wet grapes that you want to throw into a vat of wine, and where they press the wine, and there is some juice there, then lechatchila you should not have a guy throwing the grapes into it. Now the Gemara says, Hahu esrega. There was an esrig. The nofa lechavitu dechamra. In a Jew's house, he had an esrig, it was Sukkot time, he had an esrig, and it fell into his big barrel of wine. So he had a goya there, he had a maid there. So idra oivni kechavim, a goy jumped up, vishaklei, and put his hand into the barrel of wine fast to save the esrig. He saw the way the master spent 2 weeks picking out this esrig, his chash of a pri, so he didn't want it to get lost. So the goy jumped up to do the master a favor and try and save his esrig. In the meantime, he's put his hand into the barrel of wine to save the esrig. So what Sal Rashi says, Idre means kofatz. He jumped. The ochza v'techa yayin shletishtakeya. He caught the esrig before it sunk to the bottom. So what should we do now? So Omalahu Rashi says like this. Naktua liyadei. Fast grab a hold of this guy's hand. Hold on to his hand. Kihecha delo l'shachshach. Make sure he does not shake his hand in the wine. The Mikra Lacha, this for sure, is Rosh Hashitah, that the Yain only becomes us in Mikra Adin if the guy has his hand in there and shakes his hand, Shikshuk. That's the way they make Yain Nesach. In fact, they shake the hand inside the wine. That's what we'll soon see. And if there are cases that he can't make a Shikshuk, could be then it'll be Mutta. So here he told himself, grab hold of his hand and make sure he doesn't shake it. That's what he told him. Then a second thing he told him, over atzua, now tilt over the wine, tilt over the barrel, add the shaifer until you empty it out. In other words, do not just pick up the guy's hand, because if you stand pick up his hand, you won't be able to see it. That must probably, you have to be afraid, he'll be meshachshich when he's bringing up his hand. So therefore the answer is, let his hand stay still, and just tilt the barrel and let the wine fall out. Rashi says the shayfa means shahirik l'kliyacha, pour it to another cup.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like Tosfos says, noktu liyodei, tzarich lomar shebehachnasas yodei, afal pi shoyodei shuyan, even though the guy knew it was wine, he saw it was a barrel of wine, still ain't a choshev shichshuch. Even though he put his hand inside the wine to grab the esrig, that's not called a shichshich l'asroi, b'yano, b'vnei shayotorid likach esrig, because he was busy. We know what he was doing. He was busy trying to save the esrig. Therefore, the fact he put his hand into the wine, even though he made like a little shichshich then, that does not ask for the wine. But the question is, though, when he's taken it out, though, after he saved the esrig, then we'll say he knows what he's doing now, and maybe he has kavonis nisach. When he takes it out, I will soon see other rabbi. This is why he wants to thank his getchka. I just saved the guy's death, so it feels good. So he takes his hands out, he would want to make a shikshik l'shem avodah zarah. So if you have to be very careful to hold on to his hand, to not let it come out. Omer Ravashi, ha'yoy v'kichovim dinaschei l'chamra d'yisro b'kavona. Let's say a Jew saw the way a guy came and put his hand into your wine and shook it up. Imamish made a nisras to your wine b'kavona. Zechura, your wine becomes Asa Bahano now. So he says, Fagad Lizvun Eliyot Kichov Machrini. Also, even though it's Asa now for this Jew to sell his wine even to another guy, it's Asa Bahano. But you should know, Shorilai Lemishkal Domei Mehu Avi Kichovim. You're allowed to receive money from this guy itself, from the guy itself, like there was Mazik your wine. If you saw the way he made your wine, Yain Esach, see, he ruined your wine. So from him you're allowed to take money. It's not the pshat you're taking money for the Yayin Nesach. Like now that the wine is also, you're not allowed to sell it. Because you're not allowed to receive money, hanor, from this wine. The pshat is here, he's paying you because he damaged your kosher wine. Look at the way the wine was before he touched it. Before he touched it, it was kosher wine. He went now and touched it and made your wine also banor. It's like he burnt up your wine. So why is he paying you? Because he damaged your kosher wine you had before. So that's you ought to take money from. He's like a mazik, so if you have the power to get money from him, you're allowed to take it.
Did he get the wine?
Could be. My time, the Gemara says, you're not getting money for the wine, that's mutter. What he does, it's okay. It's not.
You're
saying it, but Gemara says, my time, what's the reason? Mikla kalia, because he like destroyed, he like burnt up your wine. So just like if a person burns up your wine, he has to pay you as a mazik. Here also, when he put his hand into your wine, he made your wine asa bishtiya, asa banur, he ruined it. Therefore, we're allowed to take money from him. Omer Ravashi, Ravashi says, minu amina laho. How do I know this, you say? How do I know that you're allowed to take wine from him? Titani, learn like this. Oyvei keichovim shenosach yeinu shay Yisrael. Let's say a guy came and made a Jew's wine into Yayin Nesach. He put his hand inside there, and he made a shikshuk, he shook his hand inside the wine. Shaloi b'fnei avodas kechovim. He did not do this though in front of avodas zarah itself. He did it at home, he did it in the Jew's house. He just put his hands in there and made nisuch, but it was not in front of avodas zarah itself. So what's the halacha? So it says, Asa, shno, the wine is Asa banu. For Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, for Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Matirin. Mishum Shnei Devarim, they both say no, this wine at least is Mutta Bahanor. They matter this wine Bahanor for two reasons. What's the two reasons? Echad, one reason is, Shein menaschin yain ele b'fnei avodas b'tovim. That the ikar nisuch is always done in front of the avodah zara itself, and therefore here, since it was done shleib b'fnei avodah zara, it's only called a maga that we do not ask with b'hanor. It's enough just ask with b'shtiya, not b'hanor. And echad, secondly, shein menaschin the echad shayim aloi. The Jew has a right to say to the goy, like kol haymenach shetiyasi yeni liyansi. Like, you have no right to take my wine and make my wine also. To get like any other mosa doga shayna shalai. This wine does not belong to you. It's my wine. So therefore, if I'm not happy, I don't see you doing it, I don't want you to do it, you have no right to make an issa. That's the way of Yehuda ben Bab holds. So Rashi says, V'yafa gav d'loi sri olon kavasayu. We do not hold like him. L'hatira limchola v'tchavim. We don't hold like him. Limchola v'tchavim acher. That we hold that the wine becomes also b'hano. If the guy puts his hand into your wine, even though there's a klal of ain't other moisa dove shayna shaloi, but we have through a maisa, it does become also. See that the guy is doing a maisa, he's putting his hand into your wine, we hold he does make your wine also, even b'hano. But still Rashi says, what are we learning out from this? But miyahu arvikichove mil shari. But you're allowed to collect your money from the guy itself that ruined your wine. La fruya niskoi, mishum tam loy kolemenoch. This much of a svara we should use out. We have used out a svara that from the guy himself, he himself that made your wine yai nesach, you're allowed to take money from him. Because it's called the proyin for the damage that he did to you. Just like he says a step further, that since the guy have no right to ruin your wine, he can't even make your wine osabano. So that's why we do not say. We owe the wine becomes osabano. But I call upon him to collect your money from this guy, vice versa, that's mutter.
We learned yesterday that it was a very big hazard. Yeah.
Right. Hahi chavita. There was another barrel of wine, the chamro. The ishtakel labarzo. That the sprout, we call the hose, where the wine comes out, the handle, where the mouth, where the wine comes out, fell off. We call the bolt. Spout. The spout came off. The ishtako labarza. So what happened was, also because the guy had a guy in his house, so the guy wanted to save the Jews' wine. So Idri, the guy jumped. Anach yod elavayu. He put his hand over the sprout, over the hole. Like this, the sprout came out, so all the war wine started to flow out. So the guy jumped fast, put his hand there to stop the flow of wine out. That's what he did. So Agav, he's touching the wine also. So what's the luck over here? Rashi says, Idra v'chavim, kofasa v'chavim, loshenoysa, yeah? Yeah. So now, Omer Apopopopa says, kol delahadi barzo chamroso. All the wine that's opposite that level of the sprout, where the sprout was, all the wine of that row becomes asa. It's considered like he's touching that row of wine. Rashi says, kol delahadi barzo chamroso. Kiluach has samach lenekev. All the flow of wine that's near that hole where the guy put his hand, also lishtiyas v'loy banor. It's only also to drink it, but not banor. Shurei ein kan shichshuch is Rashi Shita, because the guy did not make any shichshuch. Why? Shanekev tsar v'nyoch l'shachshuch. The hole is so small, it's not possible to get his hand inside it. But since the guy cannot get his hand inside the wine to make a shichshuch, to mix it up, to shake his hand there, the wine does not become asabano. But I call upon the shtiyah does. So that's Rashi Shita here, that when the guy put his hand by the hole of this barrel to hold the wine back from falling out, so all the wine that's opposite his hand, like, that's sitting sort of like a maga, like he touches all this wine, and all that part of the wine is also b'shtiyah. But if you have a still barrel, you'll be able to get the top wine out, the top wine would be mutter b'shtiyah. That's one lashon. The idach shari, the rest of the wine is mutter.